Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Thursday, February 2nd, 2017. I'm Joe Lairza. An explosive report claims President Donald Trump fumed at Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull about a deal for America to take asylum seekers from Australian detention facilities during the leader's first official phone call on Saturday, then cut the call short by half its allotted time. The report is a huge embarrassment for Turnbull, who has insisted in recent days the asylum seeker deal is solid and relations with Washington are fine. President Trump is said to have given Turnbull a major dressing down during a prearranged call that was one of several the U.S. leader made to international leaders on Sunday, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. "This was the worst call by far," Trump reportedly told Turnbull. "There are approximately 1,250 refugees being held in Australian-funded offshore detention sites. The Obama administration and Turnbull government struck a deal to resettle some of those being held in Nauru and Manus Island in November of last year." President Trump is said to have told Turnbull it was the worst deal ever. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan told Fox News Today that tax reform, one of President Trump's big campaigning points and a goal for his first 100 days in office, will be part of the spring budgetary process, with negotiations lasting months. He also said a repeal of the Affordable Care Act must happen first. Perhaps the biggest sticking point is the plan for a border tax, which would radically alter the tax code, creating a 20% tariff on imported goods in an attempt to encourage manufacturing and production in the U.S. The tariff would also be used to pay for Trump's plan to build a wall along Mexico's border. The tariff is expected to bring in $1.2 trillion over the next decade, and that money would be critical to funding a substantial decrease in the corporate tax rate. Without it, the Republican tax plan could flounder, according to some analyses. HIV could be eliminated using a novel combination of drugs, claims a research team on the brink of an unprecedented experiment. Scientists at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland's medical school have been granted $2.5 million to try pairing two never-before-combined AIDS treatments in a human clinical trial. The properties, a natural protein that kills disease, and a lab-made antibody have been separately used in HIV-suppressing drugs for years. The current lineup of medication is highly effective. Roughly 30% of America's 1.2 million people with HIV have reached an undetectable viral load, meaning treatment has suppressed the virus to the point it is untransmittable. But lead researcher Dr. Michael Letterman believes a combination of these two properties could produce more of a wallop in tandem than when administered individually. Tune in to News Out of the Box Weekend Edition on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Time for much more on this groundbreaking story. You can also listen to the Weekend Edition of News Out of the Box on podcasts on breadboxmedia.com. Bud Light's original party animal is back from the grave. This morning, Anheuser-Busch InBev debuted the 90-second Bud Light ad they'll run during the Super Bowl, part of the brand's new campaign, Famous Among Friends. The ad brings back a dog named Spuds McKenzie that the brewer made famous in the 1980s. Spuds McKenzie was such a big hit that he appeared on t-shirts and plush dolls and became a broader pop culture character with references in hit television shows including The Golden Girls and Family Guy. That's your Breadbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lairza, reminding you to always think out of the box.